in our particular conjuncture of time and chance, this moment in history and in our part of the world, one of the reasons why we struggle to see it is because we're locked into a system where everything is valued by its price. And if you can't put a number of pounds or dollars to a thing, it doesn't mean anything. We struggle to order our affairs properly because we don't price things other than through money. So we don't sort of value the environment except in such terms as it can be priced. And so it goes on. I'm shocked always by those terrible articles that appear from time to time that set out the price of bringing a child into the world. The gift of a child is priceless, quite literally. Love is priceless. But we are taught from very early on to think of everything in terms of price and to order our society and our economy entirely in terms of price. But there are actually more fundamental reasons than that why we don't see straight. That's the reason why we in our particular society see things distortedly. But more fundamentally, we don't see straight because we succumb to the primal idolatry, which is to organize our perception of the world around ourselves and not around God. At the end of the day, we're always structuring everything that is around ourselves and therefore around our anxieties, our fears, and our hopes. We fall easy victim to people who are able to prey upon our anxieties, our insecurities, our fears, and our hopes for their own ends. We fall victim to people who teach us to be suspicious of others, of strangers, to hate even those who are different from us, ourselves. And if you want to see just how murderous that kind of blindness can be, look no further than the terrible news that we heard overnight of the shootings in the synagogue in Pittsburgh. We're blinded when we don't see that it is the love of God and the love that God has made the world in that is the fundamental and shaping force of everything that is the case. So we are all Bartimaeus. And when Jesus says to us, each one of us, what do you want me to do for you? The answer must be his answer. Teacher, let me see again. Let me see clearly so that I may grasp who I am and how this world is structured. See your love and know your joy. To God, our Maker, who loves us beyond what we can imagine, be glory now and always. Amen.